Welcome back. I trust you are getting blessed on this episode of Rapture Watch. I've written so much and I've heard so much that I need to take out some time and digest what this man of God has been saying. But we can't do anything against the truth, but for the truth. We have a few questions. The only question I got from last episode, let me ask you that now. Brother was asking, based on Genesis 1:26, his question was Satan jealous of man? No, for Satan to sit and plot the fall of man. Was Satan jealous of man? That was his question. Because God gave man dominion. But I'm sure if you should listen to what you've said today.
So that's understood.
It's the script of salvation. So yes, the script of salvation. God was just using Satan.
Will I say jealousy? It's not about jealousy. It's about evil that he is. Because he coming up to steal,
kill and to destroy.
Kill and destroy. That is his ministry.
That's who he is.
So he has come to start his ministry.
Satan was just manifesting himself.
He's not manifesting himself.
Okay, thank you for answering that, sir.
Sorry, sir. This question is, I mean, my answer is straight, but if we know Cain from your explanation, the serpent seed, but we still see God extending his hand of mercy even to Cain in Genesis.
Good question.
4. Does God extend his hand even to a serpent seed to that extent that he can even save him?
He said, let them both grow. He doesn't destroy them immediately.
Wow.
Psalm 73. Can you pick something from Psalm 73?
Okay. Amen and amen. Prosperity of the wicked. Yes, sir.
Man of God.
I've heard you refer to this several. Okay, Psalm 73, verse what, sir?
Yes. From verse 1.
Truly, God is good to Israel,
yes,
even to such as are of a clean heart.
Yes.
But for me, my feet were almost gone.
Listen.
My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
When he saw the prosperity of the wicked.
For there are no bounds in their debts, but their strength is firm.
Okay.
They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men.
Yes.
Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain.
Okay.
Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness.
Okay.
They have more than heart could wish.
See?
They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens. And their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters full of a cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High?
Okay.
Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world.
They prosper in the world.
They increase in riches.
Verily
I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
See the difference?
If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children.
Okay.
When I thought to know this.
Now, listen from verse 16. What happened? When I thought to understand what is happening.
It was too painful for me.
Oh.
Until I went into the sanctuary of God.
When he went into the sanctuary of the Lord.
Then understood I their end.
What happened?
Then understood I their end.
Understood their end. End. They have an end. Their end have been concluded already. So God has nothing to do with them. Do whatever you are doing. Hellfire is waiting for you. So it doesn't touch them.
Wow.
And remember that God has no business with those who are not his. You know? So he allows you. Go ahead.
So he chastens those whom he loves.
It's only those he loves he chastens.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to mystery. 1 Timothy 2:14. Because this topic will raise a lot of questions.
Yes.
Both from within the end time message and outside the end time message. It says, and Adam was not deceived.
Yes.
But the woman being deceived was in a transgression.
Yes.
So it classifies the woman's sin and Adam's sin.
Yes.
Okay, so what was the sin of the woman? Let's begin from there, sir.
The sin of the woman was that she hearkened unto the serpent.
Okay.
You know what is hearkening? It's hearing and acting on what you heard.
Okay.
True.
That's the meaning of hearkening.
That's right.
Then what was Adam's sin?
Now, Adam's sin is chapter 3, verse 17.
Genesis 3, 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree, of which I command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat.
Can you see? So what is Adam's sin?
Hearkening unto the voice of his wife.
And do you know why he hearkened unto the voice of his wife?
Why, sir?
Because he loved her. Because he loved her. He won't put her away. He had to identify with her. That is why the original person that brought the sin to that family is the one that's being made reference to. It's Eve.
Wow. Acting onto the voice.
Yes. And remember that Adam is supposed to be a type of Christ.
Amen.
That's right, sir.
Because Christ did not commit any sin.
Amen.
Yet he became sin. He took our sin upon himself.
Hallelujah.
That is exactly what Adam did. So that he would save his wife. So he did it to save.
Because he loved her.
Because he loved her.
Wow. So the woman's sin was more than the man's sin.
He brought it in. She brought the sin to the family.
Is that why the word of restoration is not committed to her?
That's the reason why Apostle Paul make it not understand. The word was committed to them. She's the one that messed it up.
Okay.
So now the word of restoration cannot be committed to her hand again until the restoration is perfectly done.
Okay. Final question.
That's
sir.
Why a preacher, a woman cannot be a pastor. Cannot lead, you know, the fivefold ministry, leading the church, leadership position, where there are men. No.
Okay. Final question, sir. I said Brother Gabriel has another question. How do we now place Proverbs 30:20? Does he have anything to do with this?
Let's read it.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and seeth I have done no wickedness.
Now, I know why you are referring to this verse. Because we want to look at Eve as an adulterous woman. But take note that the description here in Proverbs 30:20 says she denies she has ever done anything.
A sin is hidden.
But you know, I want you to know that Eve did not deny her action. But look at it again. Read it again.
Such is the way of an adulterous woman.
Yes.
She eateth and wipeth her mouth and seeth I have done no wickedness.
The emphasis there is that eating.
Yes, sir.
You know, that is why we say if eating has to do with adultery, then it means it was sex act that took place in the Garden of Eden. You know, yes, but we must place this properly. You know, we must place it properly. That we also know that you can also eat literal food.
Literally.
So we can also eat spiritually by dissecting and receiving something else. Yes. Your spirit man. And sex can also be, you know, be referred to as eating. Yes. Yeah. But in the context that we see in Genesis 3 here, you will see that the eating there is the same type of eating that Christ was talking of in John chapter 6.
Amen.
Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Amen. It's the same type of eating that Eve and Adam, you know, they ate, they listened to, and the product is the sexual sin, the sexual act that took place.
Okay, so this does not apply that.
No, it does. So you cannot apply Proverbs 30 verse 20 to what happened in the Garden of Eden effectively.
Okay, so revelation is progressive. If you've been using Proverbs 30:20 as your foundation for serpent seed, knock it off. The light is shining brighter. The bride is moving forward.
Listen,
revelation is progressive. This is a refreshing moment. Yeah. Thank you so much, the man with the Issachar anointing. Well, once again, this is Rapture Watch. Until we meet again, shalom to the bride of Christ. Keep watching The Bride TV. God bless you.